Last year was a very eventful one for Hawaii County. Natural disasters hit the economy hard. This year, some of the issues at the top of Mayor Harry Kim's priority list include the economy, and that includes the minimum wage and affordable housing. The county's also taken the first step towards safer roads on the Big Island with a program called Vision Zero, but there are other issues. Mayor Kim started off our recent interview segment with Catherine Cruz talking about the issue of littering.
Mayor, we did have folks email us. Jeffrey from Volcano says that he drives State Highway 11 daily between Hilo and Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, and he's just appalled by the amount of littering along the roadside. He says the national park is the biggest visitor attraction in the state. What an embarrassment. So his question is to you, Mayor, what can be done about this problem? He suggests maybe having folks that are on community service put in some hours to help with the highway cleanup.
Oh, boy. You know, that's more than a pet peeve. This is my home from birth. And I think people know this is your home from birth. You have a love for the place that is special. And to see people of, you know, the littering and other abuses sometimes is so disheartening. In regards to what Jeff is proposing, that and many other things, you know, I have no authority, obviously, that suggestion, which I've heard different times, and maybe we'll have someone pursue it with the courts, you know, as a form of penalty. But we do have good litter laws. The fact point is we do not have the type of manpower enforcement wing to really enforce that. At the best, I think, enforcement is for people, first of all, to be our eyes and ears and turn people in if they can without, you know, putting themselves in a confrontational position. Secondly, and most important, is for us to teach that littering is just not acceptable.
And, Mayor, you talked earlier with our contributing reporter, Sherry Bracken, and you talked about that issue of homelessness. I believe you had mentioned that somehow maybe Mauna Kea could be part of the solution.
First of all, going on the homelessness, a little different, but I don't think much different than other counties' emphasis. Naturally, money is an issue, and I'm very grateful for the state, Governor Ige, in regards to committing support in our program. We divided our program of the homelessness into two so-called categories. First of all, the homeless, we'll work with the state and the federal to do everything we can to help those who want and need help. But there is another segment that we have to bring out publicly for those who choose this lifestyle as what they want in life. And that means to live off of public properties or private properties. And we've stated publicly, you know, that be aware that the lands are private, and public lands are not your private rubbish dump, not your private toilet or your private camping area. And I think this is becoming a bigger problem than even the homeless, which is a severe problem. But because the other problem, we've had children and others endangered because of type of litter that is left there. In regards to the Mauna Kea issue, with Sherry back and all in that interview, it's not directly connected, but all it was care of the land of Mauna Kea, and known more precious than any other place of the state of Hawaii, as was told to her. Not to say that it is, Mauna Kea is not special, but to many people, and I totally understand that, you know, the whole state and the whole island is sacred to us.
Mayor Kim, I know that you were just here on Oahu recently at the state legislature asking for the county's fair share of funding, and one of the items on your wish list is to raise the minimum wage. And I know in your testimony you said you were struck because you didn't realize how many people in the county made less than $10.
Yeah, I guess that's not only county government, obviously, because we follow the same categories as far as classification and therefore standard pay, but the state is in the same position. And there's certain clerical, you know, position especially, that are below the proposed raise, and they make just barely above minimum wage. But, you know, regardless of the minimum wage issue, which I think we need to support, it's the whole issue of what we're emphasizing here as far as lifestyle. I was, and, you know, not to pick on any, but I was at, as you said, Honolulu, and the mayors and I were talking and I talked about the price of living here in Hawaii, and we should all be very concerned, and not just minimum wage, because the cost of living here, even for the middle income, whatever middle income is, you know, is not enough. I had a question and answer. I asked the mayors, what is the price of a single resident property cost? How big was it? Well, et cetera, et cetera. And like Maui, I think, well, this was some time ago, the example they gave, is about $350,000 just for the property that has water, roads, and power. In Kauai, we're talking about, you know, the property is a little bigger than Maui, but they were talking about $300,000 plus just for the property. For people on this island, especially on the east side and the south side of the island, that's an unbelievable amount, except for probably a very, you know, big properties or exclusive properties. And let's face it, to all our listeners, trying to make us understand the problem is not minimum wage. The problem is, what have we done to Hawaii that has made living here unaffordable for, except for those that, you know, have more resources than whatever the average person is. And the average person that can't make it is not minimum wage. Average person is a police, a nurse, or people who work in finance, or any occupation. Can you imagine who do you know can afford a down payment on a $300,000 lot in Kauai or $350,000 lot in Oahu, and try to build a home on top of that? I from the very beginning, I said the goal was to make Hawaii a nice place to live, and it was contrary to make it just a nice place to visit first. And our focus here is make it a nice place to live so people can afford to live here.
All right, and we did have another call on the line, Pam from Captain Cook. She couldn't stay on the line, but she said she's concerned about the traffic around the area of Cam 3. She says it's aggravating and dangerous. She sees lots of accidents there, and she wants to know, when are we going to get new roads to improve this, especially during an emergency? There's no way for ambulances to get through.
First of all, for those who don't know what she's talking about, that's your Konaka Road between the lower area of Ali'i Drive area and Kuikamano Highway on the Mauka side. And the connecting point was going to be what was going to be planned for what we call Ali'i Parkway. And as that goes way back many years, and the plans was all done, and even funding was there, except for we could not get by the requirements of the Hawaiian burial that required the highway not be built on where there were some burials. That is something that still needs to be pursued. There's no doubt that that intersection area, it still is a real bottleneck for some areas. And right now, the only answer is to pursue Ali'i Parkway again. But I will say this, so people know from the very beginning, I did not want Ali'i Parkway to be a massive four-lane type highway. I feel that we will be creating huge problems as far as lifestyle to the people who live along the proposed route, to have a major highway divide the community in two parts. Whether we'll pursue it again, there is support in regards to, we take a look at it, redesign it to see if somehow we can redesign it to comply with the burial council rules. This is not to put blame on burial council rules. Burial council rules are right in their authority of what they did not want to be done. We propose to move some burials in a very good way, but there was not. The plan was by Burial Council, no, it had to be in place, which made that present plan not possible. But this is the one area that we have to focus on, because what has happened is this, and the caller knows this, the traffic increase in that area has been tremendous for a simple reason. So many people now commute to work from South Kona. This will be addressed. I do not have the magic wand here, but I know what she's saying is absolute.
That was part of our recent call-in show with Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim. Just one example of some of the new projects we've been doing here on The Conversation, thanks to the support of our members at Hawaii Public Radio.